scam time. Going to call a guy who got one of those. He was hurt in a off-road biking accident. He's had surgeries, and throughout the process, they issued him a handicap tag for his vehicle.
Right.
Well, it expired, and he altered the date and used it to get some prime parking at the rodeo.
All right.
And we're going to call him. We're going to bust him. Hi, yes, I'm trying to reach Rick, please.
This is him.
Hey, Rick, this is Dave Roberts with How are you today?
Good.
I'm calling because you were issued a handicap tag for your vehicle.
Yes, sir.
My record showed that it should be expired.
Because I'm still going through surgeries on my leg. It's just I need to go get another tag, you know.
Right. Well,
from my doctor, if I can reach, you know, schedule for, I got to call my doctor and get him to go ahead and issue another prescription.
Right. Now, did you alter the date on the tag?
No, sir.
Because that's the report I received, which is why I'm following up here. And I should tell you, if you did alter the date on that, that's a $250 fine.
No, sir. I've got the tag at the house.
Well, you used it. That's my point.
Yes, sir. I know. I shouldn't have.
And why is it that you have a tag again?
I went through a bone graft, and I'm on my third surgery on my left leg.
Those tags are for people that really are handicapped and can really utilize those spaces.
I can't hardly walk on my leg.
Well, and how did you hurt your leg?
In a motorcycle accident on a trail bike.
Well, I have to tell you, as a handicapped person myself, I am offended that you would misuse your tag and take away a space from somebody that rightfully needs it. Because you went playing with an off-road bike and hurt yourself in a little sporting accident.
Well, it wasn't a birth defect, let me put it that way. No,
right.
I wasn't handicapped from that.
It's a reckless habit, and now somebody that needed the space didn't get it.
Well, when I parked there, there was 30 spaces there, and none of them were hardly taken. I still had to walk a mile, you know. I don't even see how really a true handicapped person could have even made it.
Well, you admit you're not even a true handicapped person.
You know,
even as we speak, I'm holding the phone with my feet.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm sorry that, you know, I understand that part of it, and that
no,
doesn't make
you don't
me
know.
Feel bad
you
that
don't
I would
know.
Take that away from somebody else.
What it's know. Like? If I had my arms, I'd kick your ass. I could probably take you with my feet. That's what I'm going to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to come over, and you and I are going to get in an ass kicking contest. And I'll tell you what, I'm used to using my feet. I can open a can of beans with my feet. I can definitely kick your ass with
I got y'all got me, didn't you?
His feet are registered weapons now. He's learned to use them to kill.
Rick, it's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
Oh, y'all got me, didn't you?
Happy birthday, dude.
Seems that way.
When I heard you say bastard, I...
Yeah, this is from your sister Judy and your wife Victoria.
Okay.